midi out here, slamming 106.3 WGNG inside the Budweiser Bud Light Blues Cruise. That's music from the marvelous one, Marvin Cease. And 6:07 in the city right now, 7 minutes on the downside of six. And it's time to go to the phone line and check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins. He's a promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. Good evening. Welcome to the show, Mr. Huggins. Pretty good. What about yourself?
Snapping the weather, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's time for it, now.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year. Christmas
sure.
is in the air.
That's
folks.
Right. The holiday season is here.
Santa Claus is coming, so you better be nice.
That's right.
He's watching everybody. He wants to know who's naughty or nice. I got a gentleman on the phone that has been in the wrestling business for quite a while. He's a true professional. He's a true trooper. And turn it over to him. His name's Gary Nations. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
All right. Well, basically what I want to talk about is basically the indie scene in Mississippi. It's in really sad shape. It really is. You have about five groups running, and most of the guys are not trained, or not properly trained, I'll put it to you like that. And now there is a trainer, and I'm going to be co-promoting with them. It's with Extreme Mid-South, and he is one of the best trainers in the state. So a lot of people should go to their website and check that out and get a hold of him.
Well, JC doesn't get near about the credit he deserves. You and him been in the business kind of about the same. Y'all came up about the same way. How many years has that been?
It's been right at 13 for me. And he's been in it a little bit longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
And truth be told, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. So, yeah, he should get a lot more credit than he gets.
Well, see, a lot of people on the outlaw side, they stay away from him because they don't know him. And there's false rumors and reputations get, you know, stories get told. But the truth to be known, the core group of guys that are anybody in the state of Mississippi was trained by JC, yourself included.
Well, yeah, he had a big hand in what I'm doing. I started a little bit, I was like a lot of these other guys that are out there right now. People supposedly, quote-unquote, trained me, and I really didn't learn a lot. And I got hooked up with him. It was a couple of years after I've been doing this, and he helped me out a lot, and then I went and found other people that helped me out, too. But, to get your basics and get going in this business, I'd go talk to him. I really would.
Well, I've got, as a guest tomorrow, probably the best trainer in the business today, and that's Dory Funk Jr., and he trains all the stars that you see on TV for WWF, and he is the master when it comes to finalizing the training process. Now, when I say finalizing, it's like a four-step process. You've got to start on the indie circuit. You've got to go get screwed somewhere, somehow, some way by somebody. Then you back up and you say, oh, okay, now I've got to get into real business. And when you get ready to get into real business, you've got to find somebody like JC that's on the inside. Then after you get that trained, then you want to go to TV. The only way to do it is go through somebody like Dory Funk Jr. There ain't no shortcuts. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. The way to the WWF is through Dory Funk Jr.
Right. And I also see a lot of people don't understand that. They think that they can get, on a little small town show and somebody will take notice of them. It doesn't happen that way anymore. It really doesn't.
Years ago when Bill was running the territory, he was notorious for only using talented, trained people. But he even told me that during those days, there was no training schools like there are now. So the guys had to kind of learn on the fly, but it was a different kind of guy. See, these guys that we got out here today, some of them don't want to do what it takes to be a professional wrestler. They want to live the dream and do it as a hobby. Let me tell you, you can't do it as a hobby. If you want to be a professional wrestler, you've got to do it every day, eat, breathe, and sleep it. And you've got to do the work to train your body, your mind, and you've got to be part of the business on the real business. You can't do anything to hurt the business. There's a lot of people out there wanting to try to hurt the business. And when I say hurt the business, I'm talking about running shows that they know that they're putting untrained people in the ring and that just turns off the audience, the fans.
Okay, guys, we had about 30 seconds here for a wrap-up. What, you want to wrap it up here, Mr. Huggins?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Nations. I'll get you back on here as we got time. I'm going to a TV show here. We're going to be doing co-hosting with Bill Watts. It's going to be the Memories of Mid-South. That's going to be great. We got a radio syndicated talk show that's going to go nationwide. As a matter of fact, it says nation in it. Nationwide, it's going to be an hour long. I'll get you back on that as soon as I get the format down. And I want to tell all the fine people out there that we are training professional wrestlers. It's in Jackson, Mississippi. Go to my website, hosted by Tech Info at www.midsouthwrestling.com. Check that site out. Give me a call. You want to be in the real business, there ain't but one way. That's to come through the real people that can train you the real way. So, y'all do that. Thank you, Al.
Okay, thank you so much. That's Mr. Buddy Huggins with his road report for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. At 6:14 in the city right now, 14 minutes on the downside of 6, and it's all being brought to you by Budweiser. For all you do, that's Bud's for you.
It was a day like any other, except for the haunting cry of a lone earthworm. Oh, I like that. I reached for my Budweiser long neck. Its longness lengthened my soul.
Louis, what are you doing?
I'm writing a novel. Be quiet.
Oh, boy.
A voice called to me. Ask not for whom the swamp tolls, Louis. It tolls for thee. And it's tolling big time, baby.
Louis, stop writing, please. I can't take
Frankie,
it.
Oh, Frankie, I was in a zone.
Just stick to the comedy.
Yeah, Frankie, there's more to me than comedy.
Yeah, like what?
Like a tortured artist.
Yeah, if anyone's tortured, it's me.
Alas, Frank.
Alas.
How can you say these things? I am spilling my guts onto the page.
Yeah, well, I'm going to spill my lunch onto the page.
Yeah, well, you do not appreciate the art.
All right, Louis, face it. You're writing a novel so women will think you're cool.
Crossed my mind.
No, you're pathetic.
Oh, quiet, Frank. I must write. It was a day like any other, except that Frank could not stop yapping.
It's going to be a long summer.
Yap on, he said. Yap on, quoth the raven.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Budweiser WGNL-GNG Blues Cruise. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. The best blues in the Delta on 104.3 WGNL. The all-day 106.3 WGNG. Brought to you by Budweiser. That's the Budweiser WGNL-GNG Blues Cruise. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 104.3 WGNL. And the all-day 106.3 WGNG. That's the Budweiser Blues Cruise.